A push for continued diplomacy with Russia. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. U.S. and NATO allies continue talks with Russia over its military buildup along Ukraine's border.
Despite discussions of Russian troop drawdowns, the situation is very much ongoing. Russian President Vladimir Putin and his team have indicated their willingness to talk further with the U.S. and its NATO allies about security concerns that have culminated in the standoff over Ukraine. But both sides are sticking to their maximalist demands. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov warned today that if the British put further sanctions on Russia, it will be obliged to respond in kind, targeting people who essentially make their living and reputations on, quote, Russophobia.
Fox's Amy Kellogg. President Biden is ordering the release of Trump White House visitor logs to the House committee investigating last year's riot at the U.S. Capitol, again rejecting former President Trump's claims of executive privilege. The records being released to Congress are visitor logs showing the appointment information for individuals who were allowed to enter the White House on the day of the violence. With many states dropping mask mandates, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky today provided guidance on who should still cover their mouth and nose and where.
If you're symptomatic or feeling unwell, you should wear a mask. If you're in the 10 days after a COVID diagnosis, you should wear a mask. If you were exposed to someone with COVID-19 and are quarantining, you should wear a mask.
Dr. Walensky says the CDC is not updating its official mask guidance at this time, but could make changes in the coming weeks. The Interior Department's Inspector General says former Secretary Ryan Zinke misused his positions to boost a development project in his home state of Montana, then lied to ethics officials about his involvement. Zinke is now running for Congress in Montana. His campaign calls the report a political hit job. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is in Israel.
An honor guard in Jerusalem for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
The U.S. remains ironclad, I'll keep using that word, in our support of Israel's security.
Addressing lawmakers, Pelosi insisted the U.S. shares concerns about Israel's arch rival, Iran.
We're together in the fight against terrorism posed by Iran, both in the region and also its nuclear development.
The visit comes at a tense time with Israel wary as President Biden seeks a deal with Iran on that country's nuclear capabilities. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Americans picked up the spending pace last month as the threat of Omicron faded and there was some easing of supply shortages. Retail sales rose a seasonally adjusted 3.8% last month compared to the prior month when the number dropped 2.5%. Talks continue between Major League Baseball and its Players Association.
Major League Baseball unable to take the handoff from the NFL this week and scoop the attention of fans who would just watch the Super Bowl to get ready for the first week of spring training. Pitchers and catchers would have already reported to camp for most teams. Some would be taking physicals, others would be working out this week, ahead of the scheduled arrival of position players at spring training. But the baseball scene this February in Florida and Arizona remains fairly quiet, at least for Major League spring training. The regular season is still scheduled to begin March 31st. Spring training games slated to start February 26th, but this appears unlikely, as the league and the Players Association reportedly still far from reaching common ground for a new collective bargaining agreement. The work stoppage began December 2nd with an owner's lockout. Jared Max, Fox News.
Switzerland today became the latest European country to ease coronavirus restrictions, including ending health checks for incoming travelers. The only requirements that will remain are an order for any person who tests positive to isolate and mandatory mask wearing on public transportation and in healthcare institutions. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.